The simple act of an immigrant seeking asylum in the United States has increasingly resulted in long detentions, sometimes for months. That can mean family separations or protests like hunger strikes from within detention centers. And the situation doesn't just happen in the U.S. Reporter Matt Katz with WNYC visited Japan and sent us this report.
I want to start with birds. A bird can fly from here to there, cross borders without papers, without questions, without being detained. Outside of Tokyo, a scrapyard owner named Hutzal Min saw a bunch of sparrows living in his office, like nesting there, having babies.
Last year, 6 babies. This year, 6 babies.
The birds go out in the morning when his staff opens the doors and come back at night before the doors are locked.
They go out and they come back, they go out, come back.
Zaw Min fled his native Burma in the late 1990s after facing persecution by the military regime there. When he landed in Japan, he was immediately detained, imprisoned. He spent his first year in the country without ever even seeing what the streets outside looked like.
For what crime? What I did wrong in Japan?
This is how it is for many of those who fly into Japan asking for asylum. For Zaw Min, it took 5 years of legal fights, but eventually he became the first Rohingya Muslim from Burma to be recognized as a refugee in Japan, and one of the very few refugees from anywhere here. Zaw Min has a family here now and employs both Japanese and Rohingya at his 2 scrapyards.
Is the fact that you let these birds stay in your office, are they like your little like bird refugees? Is that too much?
Maybe. Because they had their life like me and you. I feel it is my obligation to help them.
An obligation to help was the premise behind the post-World War II United Nations Refugee Convention. The agreement was signed by most countries, including Japan and the U.S. But now, immigrants seeking safety from persecution increasingly end up detained. In the U.S., they're held in private prisons and county jails. In Japan, they're in federal detention centers.
Well, it's the immigration center, actually, and located in Shinagawa.
Rosa Barbarin guides me to where immigrants are detained on the outskirts of Tokyo. She's a student at Tokyo Sophia University, and she joins other classmates to trek here. They spend hours talking to some of the 500 men and women imprisoned on 2 floors of this building.
Congo, there's Mali, Uganda, Nigeria. There's a lot of Sri Lankans.
In the U.S., if you want to visit immigrants detained at Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities, you need to know the immigrant's ID number, and officials must pre-approve visits. But in Japan, visiting detained immigrants is much easier. Anybody can show up and ask to visit with someone to give them company.
These people, a lot of times, they don't even have friends that can visit them. Many times they can't even like see their families, and they really, really need support.
Inside, we said hello to the detainees by pressing our hands to a glass partition. I wasn't allowed to record, but I took some notes. A woman from Uganda, Lupa, told me her life is at risk back home because of her Muslim faith. Lupa's husband went missing, and her father was killed. She escaped but was arrested as soon as she showed up at the airport in Tokyo to declare asylum. Outside, Barbarin and I talked about Lupa.
She's been in Japan for more than a year and has been inside this building that whole time.
Yeah.
She has never seen Japan.
She is not the only case. She could be working for the Japanese society. She's a mother. Like, she has kids back home that she was hoping to bring someday to Japan.
I mean, that's just a common theme with all of these asylum seekers and refugees, the separation from family and particularly from their children. And you hear their voice change when they talk about their kids. You hear, like, something changes in their eyes when you bring up their kids.
These stories are similar to what I hear in the States. Detainees in Japan complain about lack of medical care. That's the top complaint for detainees in the U.S., too. Both sets of immigrants also long for some regular outdoor recreation time. And then there's the most tragic challenge in both countries, mental health. Suicide attempts by detained immigrants are common, says Chie Komai. She's an attorney who represents detainees in Japan.
I go to the immigration detention centers. It's very important for me to say, keep on saying that, please do not commit suicide. Please survive. Please do not lose hope. Let's do our best together.
Last summer, 200 detainees in Japan went on a hunger strike, resulting in the death of a Nigerian man. In the U.S., the government now force-feeds immigrant hunger strikers through the nose. But while the U.S. has detained thousands of immigrant children over the last few years, that does not happen in Japan. Detainees in both countries are being held longer and longer these days. The government says the crackdown is because of fake refugees who try to game the system. Back at the scrapyard, Hatsaw Min sees it differently.
Refugee policy should be based on the humanity, not politics.
Refugee restrictions, he says, are more about keeping people out.
God created everyone the same, just the color is different.
Open the door, he says, and let the refugees in. For the world, Matt Katz, Tokyo.